And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine. Yes, the Parker and Yamaha dealer extraordinaire. You are going to have some good listening this morning. We're going to have great fish reports and a lot of good skiff talk here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in 3 sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
4 days. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Now, this is going to be a fun show to talk about something I like a whole bunch.
Yeah, your new boat.
Exactly.
Yeah, your new Parker from West Coast Marine. Kevin Kelly is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, pretty exciting summer and now fall of fishing, and the smaller boat crowd, let's just say, had a distinct advantage this year of catching fish, didn't they?
Yes, and it's been a fun year. You know, nothing better than having good fishing and low fuel prices for the skiff boat sales.
Yeah, no kidding. And you sell what many conceive as the ultimate Southern California machine for guys going fishing, and that's Parker Boats with the Yamaha Power.
That's right, and yeah. Loving doing it. Parker's got that long-term reputation that's everybody aspires to fish off of a Parker.
Absolutely. I've owned four of them in my boating career and just loved every single one of them, especially that 2320 that I had was just like, that was the ultimate boat. It was just perfect. Or 2310, excuse me. I had the full walk around there. Yeah.
A lot of people gravitate to that 23-foot size boat. It's just a good all-around boat, not too big, and that seems to be the most popular size.
Easy
lots
tow,
of fishing
easy
space.
To tow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, still a dual axle trailer, so you can tow it with a half ton pickup, and it's
really
it's
good fuel economy boat too. It doesn't kill you at the gas tank. That thing's awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah. But again, and then again, when I had my 21 center console, that was a pretty darn good boat too. You know, and now Ricky's got the ultimate center console, right?
The big
25.
Boy.
I love that boat so much.
Thing's amazing.
Every time we go down to the dock, still can't believe it. It's for the type of fishing that I do, the type of fishing my boat partner Neil does, it's perfect. I mean it is the perfect boat for us. Yes. No doubt.
And for heavy boats, when Yamaha came out with that high-torque 250 and 300, that must have just made your day.
It did, because it really made it up with the boats as far as a power plant goes. It was just the right horsepower, right torque curve for those big, heavy Parkers.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so unique, I think, out in the Southern California waters. Is that they are a super-built boat that can take the seas. And that's what we need out here. With the sloppy sea conditions we get in the westerly coming in the afternoon, that those heavy hulls seem to do amazing job out there.
Yes, indeed. You know, the things that a lot of your pro staff guys like Ricky and Neil and then Dwayne Diego and then the amazing Brandon Hayward. I mean, the things he does on his 2320 are just mind-boggling.
Oh yeah, those guys are going way deep into Mexico. I talked with Diego the other day, and I think he said he was 70, 80 miles south. And I know what Brandon does on a daily basis.
Yeah,
yeah, he
lives on that thing.
He lives on that thing, and he goes, you know.
We said
typically he's going to Catalina this time of year every day.
Yeah,
we were amazed when we got the Parker. We said the same thing that it shrunk the ocean a whole bunch. You know, the places that were just like, man, maybe if the weather's perfect or on some crazy scenario, if we strap a bunch of fuel cans, we could get there. To now, that's like a starting off point. Oh, we'll check that first, and then we'll go west. You know, I mean, it's amazing how much our fishing area shrunk down and became so much more accessible when we got a boat like that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's expanded out this time of the year just because things spread out.
Exactly.
But boy, this summer it was just kind of concentrated.
Well, I just mean, just getting to those expanded areas is so much easier.
Because of the speed.
Yeah,
and
just like,
fuel.
Like exactly as Kevin described, you know how Southern California is afternoon wind chop, you know, and in the old days it was like, okay, well, we need to get this done by noon, otherwise we're going to get killed coming home. That's not the case anymore. You fish until you're ready to come home. You point the boat whatever direction home is, and away you go. Put the bow down, and just she pushes right through everything. They ride so good.
Yeah, pretty. Especially after that little upgrade that you did from your previous boat.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
A quantum leap.
Yeah, a quantum leap. Yeah, indeed, for sure. So tell us, how does one acquire a Parker? I mean, can you walk into West Coast Marine right now in Costa Mesa and buy what you need, buy what you want?
If you want a 23-foot center console or a 2320, I have those in stock. I have 5 boats on order right now. The 2017s are arriving next week, and there's a mix of another 2520 I have coming in, which is the pilot house. There's a 2510 coming in, which is the walk around.
That's the one that Scott Sherman bought.
Scott Sherman has a 2510.
2510, yes. Yeah.
Walk around.
Yeah, great boat. What a beautiful boat.
Yeah, he loves that. He loves that one.
Yeah, and he asked us on the show, I don't know whether you heard that show, but talked about upgrading to the Twin 200, the new inline 4 Twin 200. I think he's happy he did that.
I'm always happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the perfect power plant if you're going to load the boat up with a bait tank and put maybe a little tower on top. And
what's the advantage of that?
The Twin 200s?
Yeah.
Well, you're just going to get more horsepower, more torque.
Mm-hmm.
They weigh the same amount as the 150s. They get a little bit better fuel economy, according to Yamaha stats, than the 150s. And they take up the same footprint on the back of the boat. Don't pay a penalty for any weight, and they get better fuel economy and
wow.
more horsepower. So overall, they're just a bigger, stronger engine. They cost a little bit more, but that's to be expected.
Sure. When you buy a Parker, obviously the ones that are already in stock are different, but if you, generally speaking, when you buy a Parker boat from West Coast, you're pretty much customizing your boat.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can order boats for customers and have them, wait the 8 to 10 weeks or take something out of stock. But when the boats come in, they aren't set up for West Coast fishing. So I eliminate some of the rocket launchers that Parker offers because they only offer a 6-rod holder, and that's not enough
that's
for
not
us.
Not our style.
That's one guy, you know.
Yeah.
So we build it.
What, do they just use one rod back there in North Carolina or something like that?
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So when they get here, we, have patterns that we've done before where we can put 12 or 15. We've even put, I think, 22 rod holders on one boat.
22?
22. Yeah. Well, you're going to take 3 of your friends. They're going to each bring, 5 or 6 rods.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You got to have it.
I can't tell you how easy the process is to working with the guys at West Coast, especially Kevin. I mean, and they just, exactly like he just said there, they think about things you hadn't thought about yet. You're so excited about the new boat, and you're so excited about this, and then he starts, well, are you guys going to do this, or are you going to do that? Or you want rod holes over here, or you want the T-top like this, and just... They've been through the process so many times that they walk you through it, and just, you want to talk about the easiest people in the world to deal with. It's just awesome. The experience at West Coast is second to none.
Yeah, they did. You know. Cause
I know.
You just
we went through it. Yeah, the whole thing. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick.
It's the truth.
Thank
it's
you.
Well deserved.
So let's go through the process. What if somebody's thinking about buying a boat, what do you do?
They can contact me. We sit down and go over the options that they want. I have a price sheet that shows what all the options are. We figure up the discount, and we talk about a trailer and what kind of trailer you want and how sophisticated trailer or how heavy-duty a trailer you want, whether it's aluminum or galvanized. And then we talk about some of the options that maybe you want to hold off on, and we do customize here. And that's, a bait tank and rod holders. And obviously we got to put on some electronics. And, gosh, most electronics we put on last year were all Simrad.
It's great stuff.
For some reason, everybody's going to that Simrad. And it is good stuff.
Easy to
operate. We go from the whole gamut of, how we're going to put this thing together so it meets your needs.
Yeah, pretty impressive the way to do that. So you pretty much do the West Coast stuff out here. You get the stuff that can be built in North Carolina, built into the boat there, and then the boat comes out here, and then you have your outfitters do everything out here to West Coast it.
Correct. And we typically are using Randy's bait tanks at Blue Water Bait Systems. Some people want to use the Mark Wish tank, that's fine. We go Pacific Edge.
Yep.
The rod holders and towers are built by the guys up where we're located. Typically is Fishing Boats Unlimited.
Uh-huh.
They build that stuff. And if I got stainless steel work, I use the guys over at Railmaker because they've been around forever. These guys are all in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area where we're located.
Sure.
So, and the trailers, pretty much all of them have been the Pacific trailer. Just, you know, it's a really heavy-duty galvanized trailer.
Impossible, yeah. Right?
Why galvanized versus aluminum?
That's
for
a good question.
On the West Coast?
Personally, the galvanized trailers I like because they're stiff. They're not flex. They don't flex. The aluminum trailers, especially in the heavier boats on the 23s and the 25s, they kind of flex when you're going down the road. You can still get a big aluminum trailer, but I tend to push the galvanized trailers. The galvanized trailers that I do build have some kind of custom things that we do. All the risers that the bunks are bolted to are all welded to the frame, and the standoffs for the load guides are welded to the frame, and then it's sent out for galvanizing, and that just makes for a better trailer, less rust spots, and you know. They all have LED lighting and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
They're really nice trailers. And aluminum trailers are great. They're a great option. They're less expensive, less weight. So you don't have to have as big a truck sometimes.
If you're towing the line on your weight difference, that might help.
Yeah, that might be the determining factor whether you're at that threshold.
And are there West Coast manufacturers of aluminum trailers too?
Yeah, there are.
Oh, there are. Okay.
Yeah, there are. There's outfit in Arizona that we can get our trailers, and I think Pacific Trailer's going to be building some aluminum trailers too. I know they do welded aluminum trailers right now. Yeah, there's options for those.
Yeah. So you've got all the
we can
the
do
specs,
it all
the people right here, as Ricky found out when he was doing his deal, right?
That's it, man. They do everything.
And
I
then
mean, everything or nothing, as much or as little as you want, and so easy, and just, I mean, every step of the process, from photos, here's a picture message of, you know, here's a picture message of your boat getting loaded in, you know, in Carolina, to, you know, here's these options, and here's these options that we did on this boat. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? It's just, they're so easy. I mean, I can't say enough about it.
Why did you pick Parker to represent?
Parker kind of picked us. It was kind of a two-way street. We had the West Coast Marine Service, which is the service center up there, run by Gonzalo and Nick. And they saw a lot of Parkers coming through, and we knew Parker was, you know, didn't have the best representation down here in San Diego during that time that, you know, the world was going south.
Yeah.
And so we made a phone call to Parker, and then... Yeah, a month later, after they did their research, I think they called Yamaha Corporate and found out who we were, and found out about Gonzalo and his experience with Yamaha. And once they found out about that, then they kind of said, "Yeah, let's talk."
Because
they want to have some service center affiliated with their dealership, and we were the growing Yamaha dealer on the West Coast, and now we are the biggest. Gonzalo and his wife just spent some time in Australia
as a bonus
from Yamaha for being the biggest and
on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
And
both in volume
and
CSI.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
And customer satisfaction.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Parker is all about Yamaha. Period. That's
period.
It. That's what comes on a Parker. When it comes out the door from Parker, there's a Yamaha strapped to the back, period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you were a Yamaha dealer before you were a Parker dealer.
Correct.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so you do all the servicing on Yamahas and everything, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when the boats get there, if the customer needs the bottom paint, we can do that. We can do it all. That's custom fabrication for some... You know, storage locker or something like that. I have people can do that too.
Wow.
Custom doors.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Oh, sliding door.
Yeah, that sliding door is so cool.
Yeah. Speaking of Yamaha, they're announcing today, you'll hear later on in the show today, a new incentive program that starts today.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, even more reason for people to come in and buy a new Parker.
It's like a fall promotion that they're doing now through November 30th. Starts today, since today is October
the
1st.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. That's crazy.
You believe that?
Okay, so we'll hear what the incentive is.
Yes, it is. So stay tuned, and you can hear a lot here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're not kidding, man. We're going to have a great show and so much to talk about, so much to cover. Parker boats, private boat fishing, offshore fishing. It's going to be a great time. And if you want to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or try us toll free. That toll free number, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking Parker Boats and West Coast Marine, but we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a trip to go on board the brand new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. It's a 3-quarter day trip to get in on all that great offshore yellowtail, yellowfin tuna fishing with Captain Taro and the gang on the Liberty. So a very cool prize for you to get to go fishing on a great boat. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yellowtail and bluefin are here now, and it's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle tough fish like these is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 construction. That delivers a rod that is light and sensitive, yet tough and powerful. Shimano Terramar should be your next rod. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best inventory in the country of Terramar rods and the experts to help you select them. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From a half-day trip on the Dolphin, overnight trips, and soon, 3-quarter-day island trips on the Liberty. You can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Want to catch the yellowfin tuna of a lifetime but don't have weeks at a time to commit trying? Then check out Journeyman Sport Fishing in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Based in Nuevo Vallarta, Journeyman offers an angling dream come true. Outstanding world-class fishery, immaculately maintained and outfitted boat, ultra-limited competition at the rail, and a Journeyman crew that has the experience and passion to make your angling dreams reality. A 2.5-day trip offers 2 full days of fishing from sunup to sundown and only requires 4 days away from your other commitments. In the 2013 season, Journeyman landed dozens of yellowfin over 200 pounds and several over 300. Choose the trip that fits your schedule. 2.5, 3.5, up to 8 days of the ultimate fishing for giant yellowfin tuna. For complete details, check the web at journeymansportfishing.com or contact 619-571-1979. Journeyman Sport Fishing, where angling dreams become reality.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Big show this morning talking Parker boats. Again, if you want to get through, it is going to be a very busy morning, especially since they're giving away a chance to go fishing on the Liberty. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's a local number, or just call us toll-free, 877-792-1090.
Hey, got a report from Mammoth Lakes. You know, fishing season goes on for another 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Now through November 15th, and this is certainly the best time of the year. And there was an angler on Lake Mary that had 62 fish in one day, 62 trout in one day.
Dude, get out of here.
This past week. Yeah.
Get out of here.
They're biting
that's cool.
Mammoth Lakes. And it's a beautiful time of the year. The fall colors are out right now. So you want to go have some great times in the fall on the east side in the eastern Sierra there. Visit mammoth.com. Check it out. You can link it right through our website, hookup1090.com, on the links page. Visit mammoth.com. Get up there for the next 6 weeks and get outside on the east side there in Mammoth Lakes. All right, phones are packing up. You want to get your chance, 877-792-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Why don't we start it off with Steve, who's calling us in Burbank this morning. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
What's up, Steve?
I got to tell you, I've been looking at Parker boats forever. Couldn't afford a brand new one. Went down to West Coast and checked them out and stuff. But I found one back east in South Carolina and bought that boat. It was a little cheaper. Had everything on it with 200 hours on the engines. The guy never ran it and bought a 2010. I had envy for that boat for so many years. And it is the greatest buy ever made. But I will be going down to West Coast to have them work on my Yamaha 250s.
Nice.
Well, Steve, welcome to the Parker family.
Yeah, that's great.
Every time I saw one of those boats, I was just like, oh my God, I gotta have one of those. And every time I take that boat out, people come over and go, is this for sale? Oh, how much do you want for this? You know, I put on all the new Garmin electronics and stuff, side scan and everything. And I did put on a Mark Wish bait tank. But it's the perfect boat. In rough seas, it's great. We were out over Labor Day, and it ran great in those 8 to 12-foot seas over at Desperation.
Yeah,
The cockpit size is awesome. What a great boat.
That's cool.
You mix it up with those the rest of the 200 boats out there on Labor Day weekend at Desperation.
Yeah,
I'll bet there's a couple.
I stay outside of them. I don't have enough acre line to go with the big boys, but we'll work on that next year.
Very good. Well, glad you're enjoying your boat, your Parker boat, and West Coast, you'll service that boat.
Oh yeah, Just call, make an appointment with the boys in the service department, and off season, great time to get in there and get your work done.
Yeah.
Everybody waits sometimes till summer and it gets stacked up pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Trying to find, of course, you can always get somebody to work on your boat, but the guys that are available during the hot months are not the guys you want. The guys you want are the guys that are booked up and are too busy for you. So now's the time to kind of make your appointments and get your work done there, for sure.
You know, I want to talk.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, by the way,
Steve. I want to talk what Steve was talking about with that boat and, you know, and looking at boats on the East Coast. And you can buy a boat anywhere. There's no doubt you can go buy a boat anywhere. You can go to boat markets and look at all these things. You can buy fancy boats that are not available here. There is so much to be said about dealer support. And that's one thing that I see a lot of my buddies that, you know, I think this boat's really cool, this whatever East Coast center console is, I'm going to get one of those things. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is to have a guy like Kevin Kelly be the people that sell you your boat. When something comes up, you've got a phone call that you can make. And I have seen too many really good buddies spend a lot of money on some boat that's not available here, and you just wouldn't believe the headaches that exist when they're boats. They pound around. When a latch breaks on your, you know, when a latch breaks on your Freeman and you can't get one because the closest dealer is in Texas, when something happens here, you call Kevin on his cell phone and he calls you back and says, "Oh, I'll get you a new hatch. It'll be here tomorrow." That it's so important to have dealer support, and there's not a dealer like the guys at West Coast.
That's for sure. I'll speak to buying boats out of the state. Because I've had experience with this.
Yeah,
just bought, you know, a big boat and went down to Texas to buy a boat and looked at it. The environmental conditions in other parts of we live in
you
a kiddie
that.
Pond.
You said that,
and we live in the perfect environment for a boat. There's a lot of not perfect environments outside of Southern California, and Texas is certainly one of them. I would imagine the Florida, Carolinas are really rough on boats, the salt conditions and stuff like that. So you got to really take that all into account.
Yeah, and you just don't know what hurricane it went through, too.
Exactly, exactly. Totally. So, our Steve was probably very fortunate to find the right boat and that, but I just want to throw a word of caution out to our listeners that if you're looking out of state, you know, there are buys to be had, but be very, very cautious. Get a full survey on the boat. Make sure you go inside and out of that boat because there could be a lot of hidden things in that boat.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, you've probably seen some nightmares.
Oh, I've seen some nightmares.
Yeah.
Costly nightmares.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. I've said this before on the show, down in Port Aransas, Texas, a real garden spot. The wind always blows off. On the beach.
Okay.
So the wind blows all the time, and it blows salt and sand and everything right into the marinas. Well, that takes a toll on metal, on engines, on fiberglass, on every piece of metal on a boat, whether it be a latch or whatever. That takes a toll on a boat.
No doubt.
And you go down there and look at these boats, and you go, oh, it looks good on the outside, but then when you investigate on the inside, it's like, oh, man.
It's hammered.
These boats... Well, it's only 10 years old. It looks like it's 50 years old, right? So be cautious.
No doubt about that.
For sure. All right. Hey, look who's on the line. Scott Sherman. I bet he wants to talk about his Parker.
Well, probably. Right. Yeah. Probably wants to go back to kayak fishing or something.
Yeah, maybe. You giving up that Parker for a kayak?
Yeah, I'm looking for somebody to purchase the boat. I decided it was a big mistake. I got to go back to the kayak.
Yeah.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Scott. Kevin. Hey, how are you, Scott?
Good, man. I just wanted to say thanks again for all you did to hook me up with my dream boat there, buddy. I tell you, that thing is just a dream to fish off, and I'm just amazed at how much bigger the boat fishes than a 25. You know what I mean? You're on a 25-footer, and it really feels like you're on the deck of a 30.
Yeah, I've heard those lines and stories before with other people. Yeah, they're just, you know, that 9.5-foot beam on your boat makes a world of difference. On a 25-foot boat. 8.5-foot is standard on most boats, but that extra foot on those Parkers is just huge.
The difference between a 23 and a 25 is not just 2 feet. It's that 9.5-foot beam instead of an 8.5-foot beam, and it's just a way bigger boat.
It's huge, yeah. And Ricky knows about that. His boat's 9.5-foot beam, and it's just a big platform.
Yeah.
We always say the same thing. When you were in the bow in the old boat and you needed to grab something in the stern, you just took a step. You know, you took like a step and you were there. Now it's like you got to walk there. You know, you got to walk to the bow. It's crazy.
Get over there. And what about that Yamaha power plant that you got?
It was a good decision. I'm glad you guys talked me into doing the upgrade because, boy, I tell you, excellent gas mileage. I love having the autopilot because, you know, you just, in the right seas, you just find the right RPMs for the best mileage that rides with the seas well. Put on that autopilot, and you don't have to worry about things. It's excellent on the fuel economy. And even, you know, Kevin thinks a lot about the little stuff when setting up the boat, like the angle of the rod holders, you know, up on the half tower there. You know, I see so many boats that have the angle of those holders tilted back a little bit. That gets in the way of casting and throwing iron and that kind of stuff. These are chipped up at just the right direction. It's just laid out right. And he told me when he was doing the half tower, he goes, you know, I got 15 rod holders for you. And I thought, man, that's kind of overkill. And every time I go out, everyone's full.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's barely enough, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. There's still a couple rods down in the cabin, too. So.
Oh, gosh, we need to put some more on.
We'll figure it out. But it's a great boat. It's running perfect. Everything's just dialed in on that thing. And the ease of maintenance on the Parker is something that a lot of people don't talk about. But I tell you, that thing, you take care of the aluminum on it, and everything else is just a quick wash down and a wipe down, and you're good to go.
Yeah. And that that autopilot, that's probably a single best thing you put on the boat.
Which autopilot is it?
Simrad.
The Simrad AP24.
Yeah.
I'll such never, a great autopilot.
Never. Yeah. And Pete said this to me, and he was so right. I will never, ever have a boat that doesn't have an autopilot ever again. It is just, you're so, what I couldn't believe, take out the ease, and sure, it's nice, and it's so much more convenient. You wouldn't believe how much less just fatigued you are at the end of the day. Just, you kick the thing on, and you kick back, and you can relax, and you're worried less about your course, and worried more about just relaxing, and it is so nice. Man, I got
to wait till your autopilot goes down, which they do. Autopilots go down. Then you're going to go, oh, my God, what am I? I can't go fishing.
Oh, man, it is
so spoiled. We're spoiled with this autopilot.
So nice.
Yeah.
So how many of those big fish did you get this year, Sherm?
Big ones, but we got it. We got into, well, we hooked a big one, but we didn't keep them. And then we got into some tuna, and we were lucky enough to find a patty here a little while back that had some of the biggest Dorado I've seen in San Diego for a while. We were lucky to put a couple 25-plus on the deck that day.
Oh, good. Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been a good fish-catching machine. But the season's been a lot of fish looking and not catching. So
that fish magnet, I glassed in the bottom of the boat's working, right?
Well, I might have to charge it up a little bit. And make sure
All right. Well, glad you're enjoying your boat. I'm surprised you're not lobster fishing, you know? First night of lobster fishing.
Oh, he'll be out again tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might go out tonight. I might go out tomorrow. You know, the first night's always kind of questionable. You never know how many people out there and what's going on. Sometimes it's better to give it a day or two. And it's a long season, and those bugs crawl for quite a while.
So. I still say the same thing we said last time, Sherm. With that new boat of yours, I got three magic words for lobster fishing: ace, line, and hauler.
It's
perfect on the Parker.
You know, I tell you, I was looking at some of those online, buddy. I'm gonna have to get you offline and talk and see which one you recommend, because I was noticing
there's only one.
Yeah,
ace, line, hauler.
Yeah, it's the Sherm. It is the ticket. I got you. Call me anytime. I'll tell you all about it. I can't say enough good things about that deal.
Hey, Sherm, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, with that, it's time to find out what's biting in the Baja today. The Catchport, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the fish pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet your fish, vacuum pack your fish, all to your specs, as well as offering the best smoked fish, jerky, and those famous tuna burgers. Check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's talk to the man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours on the line. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias to my favorite radio host of the Let's Talk Hookup Show.
Cast man.
Hey, those Parkers are really good fishing boats. I hadn't fished one ever until I went to San Quintin this year, and Captain Juan's got the 25-footer. And let me tell you, those things are nice. Lots of room, and, God, they're just stable on the water. Can't say much that, you know, anything more. They're really, really good fishing boats. And if I was going to buy another boat, it'd definitely be a Parker. They're really good boats. Anyway, the fishing, there's only one spot in Mexico right now that I would recommend. If you say, call me today and say, hey, I want to go fishing in Mexico, where are you going to send me? And I'd say East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, or Cabo San Lucas. I mean, it's really happening now. And the big tuna are in at the Gordo, and they're getting some nice, 100 to 300-pound fish. Most of the big tuna are being taken on Troll Bolito, which is a real small, it's like a mini tuna, and a little smaller than the normal size bonita, but they're really candy for those big fish. And trolling those around the Gordo, you're going to get bit. But the main action is up inside the Sea of Cortez, just around the corner from Puerto Gordo, up at the Iman Bank. Seems to be that area has been holding tuna all year. And it seemed like the grade's getting a little bigger now, a little more 40, 50, 60-pound fish being caught. And here again, the best bait has been the cut squid, just drifting over the bank, getting bit on this cut squid. Guys are also getting them on the iron, either butterfly jigs or using the 5 and 6X heavy iron. Wahoo, this fuel round, kind of dropped down from what it was the previous week. They are getting some nice wahoo there in that area. Not much Dorado in that area. The best Dorado fishing has been up around the Cabo side, up around the Pacific side, up going there toward the old lighthouse. There's been some pretty good Dorado fishing going on there. Most of the fish are, 15 to 20, an occasional 30, 40-pound bull, but it's good to see that they're starting to get the Dorado back. And I think as you see, as that water cools, you're going to see more and more of the Dorado coming back in that area. I think it's that just that hot water not only has the bait, the sardinas have been scarce, the Dorado have been scarce, but I think you'll see that those Dorado will be coming back in good numbers. But that's that area, the East Cape, San Jose del Cabo, and Cabo San Lucas, it's happening, man. It's really there. Of course, we're going down in a month to San Jose del Cabo for our annual Wahoo Rumble. And we'll be there from the November 4 to 5, sorry, November 4 to 8. Usually the Dorado are in pretty good numbers. And, of course, the tuna will be there. And hopefully the Dorado will be in there in big-time numbers themselves. But, of course, I always like to thank my fish reporters there from that San Jose del Cabo area. Of course, there's Eric Brixton, Agoria Banks Pagas, and Baja Bob Lewis send me those reports every week, and really appreciate it.
Yeah, but, indeed. And I'll tell you what, our timing for our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular next weekend. We fly down on Thursday for the big event.
Next week?
Yeah, so how about that for timing,
good timing.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, Pete, be ready, man.
Yeah.
I know you don't work out.
Yeah.
Got to start doing some curls, and I'm talking the Pacifico curls.
Yeah, the Pacifico curls. That workout. Yeah, I got you there. and I think our good friend Lou Duchesne is looking down on us this year for helping us out, of course, in memory of our good friend there. And I know he's going to be well represented by several teams down there. And Statewide Stripe, Sport Fishing Financial, we have $1,000 cash.
Nice.
Giveaway. Whoa. We're going to have the big pig roast on Sunday night that they
Whoa.
Do now on the beach there. It's courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial. We even this year have a fly fishing division. How about that, Castman? Fly fishing division is going to be sponsored by Fisherman's Spot and Van Nuys and the Federation of Fly Fishing. Going to have prizes for the largest fish caught on the fly down there. So
well, that's pretty good. That's opening up a whole new dimension. Matter of fact, that feed, I've got a 12 weight that I can use. I may have to come down next year.
You may have to come down. You know what else, too, is Justin Roper over at Makara Fishing Pulling Lures from the East Coast sent us some custom lures that are absolutely incredible.
He did that last year. Those are beautiful.
Those things
are
amazing.
Really,
he's
really
a
nice.
Work of art.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are. They're almost
they're really amazing.
Almost more, almost too good looking to pull, but
I know.
But they're going to get bit, so you got to pull them.
They're going to get bit. Yeah, they work really well. So, Castman, you should be coming down to East Cape with us on Thursday.
I'd love to, Pete, but I've got other plans. But that description, those lures are so good. They're almost, what did you say, Ricky? They're
almost too nice looking to pull.
Yeah, I know it, man.
But they're going to get bit, so you better use pull.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, Castman, we want to go fishing with you. How do we do that?
Hey, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks,
You'll
Cast
talk
man.
To Ricky next Saturday. I'll call in from the East Cape.
I'll be listening.
Okay.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're on the Mighty 1090.
I got my life. Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted
recommended tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedro's Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedro's Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedro's Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Major League Playoffs and World Series. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, the Parker Boat Dealer here in Southern California. And yeah, and it's time to talk about some Shimano stuff. And I'll tell you what, right now, the way fishing is, we've been talking about it. I don't know about you, but that Trinidad, that small Trinidad,
Trinidad
is absolutely perfect.
Trinidad 14A is like the single most popular reel that has gone for us lately here, at least in the tackle shop, just because the bait is really good right now, but it's on the smaller side. Now, don't let that freak you out. It's not teeny firecracker small, but it's one step smaller than the sardine that we're used to fishing. So having a reel that has a very lightweight spool makes a world of difference right now. And, I mean, we heard Booger when he's on the show last week. We heard Mike Pritchard when he was on the show last week. Light line, small hooks, small baits. That's what's getting the bites right now.
Yep.
And being able to fish a small bait is key.
And the advantage of Trinidad, whether it be the 14, the 16, the 20,
yeah,
30, whatever, is if you do need to go up, change your top shot,
exactly,
and you got the power and the ability to land bigger fish.
What I love so much about the 14A is it's a small reel. I mean, it is a small, small reel. It's in the palm of your hand small, but holds over 300 yards of 50-pound Power Pro. And
a 50-pounder?
Absolutely. That's the ticket. It's got the gears and the guts to deal with a big fish. So when you accidentally hook a big bluefin when you were fishing for a 20-pound yellowfin, you're still in the driver's seat.
You bet. All right, check it out at your local Shimano dealer. That's the Trinidad A. It's a great reel.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, the phones are definitely getting packed up, but we do have an open phone line. We actually have one on each set of lines. If you want to get through, this is a great opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Not only talking Parkers, talking Repowers, talking fishing, we've also got an awesome prize. And, again, that's a three-quarter day trip going fishing on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
Boy, they got them yesterday, huh, Yellows?
Yeah, yeah, some
big
good
time.
Fishing. Yeah, very,
really
very cool.
Fishing. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
All right, buddy, you got it. Let's talk to Bruce. He's calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, just a little Yamaha story. I purchased one in 2004, 50 horse. Used it for about 3 years, sold it to my buddy. He's selling it back to me with that original motor on it, and it's only been serviced. That's about it. So just give you the durability of those, even a 50 horse lasting over 12 years.
they're pretty amazing. I mean, you've probably seen some older motors come through, and you're just amazed that they're still running, right?
Well, there's, you know, some of the guys like Jamie at Seasons Sport Fishing, he runs three Parkers and all have Yamahas, and the hours that these guys put on them is just incredible. You know, they're coming in with 3,000 and 4,000 hours, and they're still running.
Really?
And they're reselling them, and they're repowering their boats.
How long will they last? How long will a Yamaha four-stroke last?
There's advertisement that Yamaha has put out that 7,000 hours on a pair of 150s in Florida that were in a taxi service. Now, obviously, they were well cared for, and sure, oil changes religiously, but you know, they have that longevity.
And that's one of the keys to keeping an outboard good shape is
using
the service, right?
Yeah, using it. Don't let bad gas get in there and, you know.
Proper filtration,
yeah.
Separators.
Change oil, keep good, clean fuel in them.
Yeah.
Bob Aronson is doing our 700-hour service this week.
700 hours on that boat
already? 700-hour service this week. And we have had, so 700 hours, a lot of hours, but on a motor, not a single anything. Not a single hiccup, not a single anything. We have Bob service our motor every 100 hours, and we have not had a single bit of any problem whatsoever.
700 hours, and when did you get that boat?
We got it less than a year ago.
Took delivery when the tackle day.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. In November.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So in 10 months, 700 hours. That's a lot of hours.
With half of that year being wintertime.
Yeah.
We love
indeed.
It.
Indeed. Hey, good story, Bruce. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Or you can get through on the toll free line, 877-792-1090. Before we jump back into the phones, I want to mention, we just put them up on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. Journeyman Sport Fishing.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Indeed. We are back with Journeyman again this year, and we've lined up two amazing open party trips on this. I mean, would you call that boat the ultimate six-pack, Rick?
Yeah, 100%. We called it luxury cow fishing.
Yeah.
It's as if you had you're treated as if you had your own yacht fisher. I mean, it is your yacht fisher to experience the ultimate in luxury for your 2.5 or 3.5 day trip.
Yeah, and now with easy flights on Alaska Airlines out of San Diego, Alaska Airlines out of Los Angeles, or I think Volaris out of Tijuana,
CBX,
you can go every day.
Yep.
No matter what day it is, you can fly in and out, or you can stay extra time or whatever down to Puerto Vallarta. Well, we've lined up two trips, and they're going to go quickly because there's only 5 spots available on each one. The first one I'll be hosting is a 2.5-day trip, January 15th to January 18th on the Journeyman. That's going to be a great time. And then Rick will be hosting Between the Two Fred Hall Shows, March 12th to March 16th, a 3.5-day on the Journeyman. These are targeting giant tuna down in Puerto Vallarta, and this is the ultimate way to go.
It is. I mean, the boat is amazingly comfortable. The food is so good. The preparation, how they handle your fish, and then just the accommodation staying on the Journeyman are just, it's not like anything else.
No, it's, and here's the other bonus that Russell threw in and Robert threw in for our listeners only, tackle package, which they charge like $150 for. Our listeners get it for free. Part of the deal. So you don't have to bring any tackle at all.
That's a good thing. And I say this about a lot of places. I worked in a tackle store my whole life. I'm a little bit of a gear snob.
Yeah.
That's one of the very few trips in the world that I don't. I do not bring a thing.
You don't need
I don't
bring
a rod. I don't bring a reel.
Just bring a carry-on bag with your clothes. It's all you need.
Yeah. Their gear is custom rods. It's Talikas. It's Tiagras. It's just the nicest. There's no expense that's spared on the Journeyman. Anything. Whether it's their gear or their boat, their machinery, everything is top of the line.
And just like everything that Russell and Robert have, everything is in perfect condition.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
More perfect than what I have. I guarantee
no
you that.
No doubt.
Yeah. So our listeners get that tackle package included in the deal. Open party trip. Check them out on our website, hookup1090.com, on the trips page. They're up there. They're going to go quickly. And journeymansportfishing.com for more information.
I know a lot of people, it's their goal to catch a big tuna, but the option of going on a 15-day trip just doesn't exist. You know, there's just not time, not can't be away from work this long. This is, I would say, the single best opportunity. nothing's guaranteed. It's fishing. We all know that. But I would say that this is your best opportunity to catch a fish over 100 pounds in the shortest amount of time.
No question.
Period.
You know, you can, and every year we've done it, and we've achieved that.
Every year.
Every year.
Our trip, our big fish on my trip last year was a 240, something like that.
Yeah.
There was not a guy that didn't have a 100-pounder before the trip that left the trip without one.
Wow.
And, I mean, again, that doesn't happen every time, but you look at their track record, this is your best shot at a giant fish and only missing 2 or 3 or 4 days off of work.
Yeah, exactly. Like the 2.5 day, you get 2 full days of fishing. 3.5 day, you get 3 full days of fishing.
And I wish you could see the schedule. I would go down and spend an extra day either before or after your trip, make it a vacation. You know, maybe you go fishing and have your wife or girlfriend come down after, before, or on the trip with you for that matter. But if you don't have the time, but you really want a shot at a big one, you can literally fly down that morning, get on the boat that afternoon and take off, fish for your 2 days, come back the third day, and you can fly out the same day. I mean, that's what's so cool about the amount of flights that are in there. You can fly in, be on the boat, be off the boat, and fly home. Just no downtime whatsoever. It's awesome.
Amazing. No doubt about it. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back into those phones, Rick.
You got it. They're getting packed back up. Let's talk to Pete, and he's calling us from Canyon Lake this morning. Hi, Pete. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining.
Hey, listen, I just had a quick question. What do you need to do with your overwide boats, 9, 9.5 foot for towing and permits and all that kind of stuff?
Good question.
The Caltrans is the one that regulates that, and you can go to their website and apply for the wide load permit. And it's
Caltrans?
Yes. And it's, I believe it's $90 a year. It's filling out paperwork. There's no test. It's just they want you to have paperwork and get their fee. And then besides that, there's the wide load sign on the back of the transom and a couple of red flags.
So let me ask you this. How many of the 25 Parkers actually do that?
I know one that doesn't for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's many that do.
And have you ever had anybody have any issues?
I heard one guy had an issue one time, and he was towing the boat with a dump truck, and that was a commercial vehicle, and that threw up the red flag with the Highway Patrol. But, you know, can't tell you that to tow without it, but
without
that's how you get the wide load permit.
Now, is Caltrans the same as Department of Transportation?
What's that?
Now, is Caltrans, is that the same as Department of Transportation?
I'm not sure. I think it's just you go to caltrans.org.
Yeah.
Just do
a Google search
website.
For Caltrans, and yeah, they'll.
Are you restricted as far as time of day? I heard you couldn't tow during rush hour.
Not that I know of. No.
I'll tell you how we got around that. The easiest was we went and saw Steve, and we put our boat in the water at Dana Landing. We don't need to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, but some people like to tow. And there's a lot of people that tow 25, right?
Oh, yeah.
We've towed it all over, up and down. Yeah. The boat tows fantastic. We have a Pacific, you know, put it on a Pacific trailer, and thanks to the boom.
I do not think there's time restrictions for that. But, yeah, that's something that you could check on at Caltrans.
Or even call the Highway Patrol. They'll probably be able to fill you in. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got plenty more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's your shot. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.iff.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.iff.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is here. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of warranty protection. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $600 in dealer credit.
Reliability starts here.
Yamaha. Offer ends November 22nd, 2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Upward dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XERF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups. America's best-selling trucks, 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independent Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.